Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Yo, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by the Dark Knight himself, Mr. DSP, John Robinson, a.k.a. my brother, J. Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
Van Meadows. Today's been vanglorious. Today has been a blessing. In the words of Rebel P. Jones, thank you for waking up today.
Let me just say I'm humble and happy to be here. Yes, yes.
To be with my brother in the co-pilot seat Thursday night on the Get Down. How you doing, Van?
Oh, man, I'm doing phenomenal, man, phenomenal. Listen, man, I've been waiting all week to get to this show, man. You know, Epiphany Radio's got a lineup of shows, man, but this one right here is just, it's special. You know, it's special.
Listen, is it ever? And tonight, man, in the event page, I'm just playing smooth music tonight. Nothing with no heavy bumping. I'm playing smooth. I was mad at you for that hammer joint, but I'm rocking with you. I knew you because I love you.
Listen, man. I knew I was going to mess some people's head up with that MC Hammer joint. But, man, listen here. I don't care. Every one of us back in the day probably wanted to have some MC Hammer pants or tried to have MC Hammer pants, and we all tried to do that dance. We might have looked like Tommy Davidson from A Living Color, but we tried to do the dance. Ladies and gentlemen, there's always one in the party when the MC Hammer song comes on. He just grabs his drink and just goes stand on the wall, like, "Nah, son, not me, son. Nah, not me, son."
That was J. Rob.
Like,
hey,
man,
I'm a wait.
Yeah, give me the next song.
Yes.
But listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and by all means, please press 1 to get down with us. Tonight's show is sponsored by none other than Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links. You got yours?
I got mine. Matter of fact, I got to get another because I hate to say it over the air, but one of my family members got me for one of my pens, man.
They got you for your joint, man?
They got me for one of my joints, man.
Oh, man.
But that's all right, because if they get you for it, they needed it that bad. You know,
yeah,
they needed
true.
It that bad. That means the blessing is going to be on them because they needed it that bad. So
that's
all right.
That's true.
That's all right.
I can take it.
Because I know where to get more.
I was just going to say, let's give a shout out to the CEO of Epiphany Radio and also the CEO of Raw Links. Ladies and gentlemen, he is none other than For Real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox. Man. So get your Raw
Come
Links.
On
hit him up, man. Get your Raw Links. Hey, man, you know what, man? How about y'all just hit him up just to say thank you for Epiphany Radio? You know, it takes a lot of time to build the network, to put a lot into it, to entrust people to run it. Hey, man, it's okay, man. Just, you know, we all like to hear a bit of thanks every now and again. So, man, just hit For Real up and just, you know, just say thank you, man. If there's nothing else, just say thank you. But, J-Rob, go ahead, bro. I know something was on the tip of your tongue, bro. Go ahead, get it out, bro. Get it out.
Listen, I'm on the Get Down. Ain't nothing else need to be said. I'm already in a good space, brother. I was waiting for this. I was sipping on some tea, reading some Spawn. And I was like, whoa, it's Thursday night. What am I thinking? I got to come on and get down with the Get Down. I was like, I'm on my way, Van. Say no more.
My bro.
So I'm in a good space.
I don't know. This is my brother, man. This is my brother. But listen here. Yeah. Actually, let me get this out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, the Epiphany Radio lineup tomorrow night, y'all, with Mrs. VIP and yours truly, Poetic, is Express Your Vibe. And then Saturday night, y'all, is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. And we're simply just going to be talking about hugs, the necessary essential of a good hug. Man. That's what we're going to be talking
about.
Are they
ready?
So I hope they're ready, man. I hope they're ready. Because, you know, there are all different types of hugs. You got that church hug. You got that baby, I just want to do you type hug. So, man, listen, whatever your flavor, that's what we're going to be talking about. And then Sunday night's going to be the Inspiration Factory with yours truly, Poetic, and one Miss VIP. And then Monday night, y'all, oh, man, Monday night, the hottest show on the air, the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, For Real, the Poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, Essentially Zionese, running the event page, La Perla Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And we got that exciting Pick Up Your Pen in the second hour. And then we've got Tuesday night, Shippy War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, y'all, Wednesday night is the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla La Negra. And then we'll be right back here next Thursday for another fine edition of Let's Talk About It.
Okay.
Nah, not Let's Talk About It. Ha. I had y'all.
Told them. Told you.
It's going to be the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And hey, who knows? Who knows?
Who knows?
Might be a guest host or two. Hey, you just never know. You just never know. Now, Wise Son, are they ready for this topic tonight, bro?
I am hoping that they are currently ready. Because Van Meadows,
yeah.
I'm just hyper. You want to tell them what this is, brother?
Let me sip my water. But I'll be honest. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is poetry to your mentor. Whoever he or she may be, that's what tonight is. Poetry to your mentor. That person that has been inspiring you, has been walking with you, has been encouraging you. Listen, that's what tonight is about. That's what tonight's about. J-Rod, what you think about that?
Van, during the course of someone's life, we are all touched by somebody or a couple of people who had a positive influence on us throughout our life. And it's somebody we'll probably never forget. It might be a school teacher, might be a scout master if you was in the Boy Scouts or someone in the Girl Scouts. It may have been someone on your block. It may have been that lady who looked like Ruby Dee in one of the Spike Lee movies, when she just hung out the window and she could see everything going on, but she was just a positive influence and it shaped aspects of your behavior. And in shaping aspects of your behavior, it comes out in your poetry. So that's what tonight is about.
Yes, that's it tonight.
Tonight's about
tonight.
That.
Yeah.
I'm anxious to hear about your mentors. I'm feeling it too, Van. I'm feeling it too. I'm anxious because I know there's some good poetry coming. I know some people got some good stuff to talk about. But before I go any further, Van, what about your mentors? Who did Van Meadows look up to besides his dad? Who did Van Meadows look up to? Or who influenced Van Meadows to whatever degree it may happen to be?
Well, I bought a piece to discuss that very thing.
You did? Oh, you fancy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I bought a piece to discuss that very thing.
Allow me, if you don't, allow me, bro. Broski, I'm not going to say nothing no more. I'm going to step back behind this microphone, let you talk to that listening audience, brother, step to that microphone. And if you don't mind, would you please do me the honor, kick off this show by going on ahead and get on down.
Thank you, bro. This piece is called No Mentor. I don't recall ever having a physical mentor, one who would guide me from childhood to manhood. I'm pretty sure. My life, I've spent time watching fictitious characters, hoping someday I could live up to their caliber. Any word of encouragement came from watching them interact with my TV counterparts. Where should I start? To the being known as my mentor, thanks for not giving me what I asked for. No warm wishes through each phase of my transition, transforming from a boy to a man now with the highest position, dad. Yes, I'm someone else's dad. I get to give them the mentor I never had. It's really sad that I had to claw and scratch my way through the ghetto, remembering when my voice was a scary falsetto and when I stared developing into a teen. All these changes I couldn't understand nor wanted to be seen, hiding from my peers, wondering what's next. No hugs from a mentor, so I was perplexed. Where is this person to help me change from a boy to a man? I try not to get angry, and honestly, I feel slighted because my mentor is not my sighted. My sighted view, because between fiction and reality, my current mentality has been shaped and formed by conscious right and wrong. But conceptually, I remained optimistic all along that someday I would be the gift of mentorship to some lonely soul like me who has no relationship or connection with someone who cared enough about me to be my mentor, see? I guess that's why I never took my own life amid all my pain and strife, because deep down on the inside, I wanted to be enough for someone on the outside. So there's no mentor for me, just TV. And that's that piece.
This is pretty damn heavy, Van. You over the last couple of weeks you've been going there, but this right here is pretty heavy.
Thank you, bro.
When you there's a stanza that gets me about when my voice was a scary falsetto.
Mm-hmm.
And when I stared developing into a teen, all these changes I couldn't understand nor wanted to be seen, hiding from my peers, wondering what's next. No hug from a mentor, so I was perplexed. Where is this person to help me change from a boy to a man? Bro, that's the whole piece for me. Because there's a lot of brothers that I grew up with that didn't grow up with their dads. And they hung with me and my brothers because my pops was always around. You know, and granted, on the flip side, I have friends who had their parents and had more than me, so I gravitated to them. But my pops was just a hell of a lot more fun. You know, so we all was each other crutch. Where one of my friends' dad was pretty heavy into alcoholism. My pops was like, I just want to watch my kids have fun. So we play off each other because he had the dopest toys, but I had a cool pops. You know, and his mom was the best cook, and my mom was a community service person. So we fed off of each other. And
absolutely.
When I read that, I was just like, wow, that's pretty damn powerful, man. You speak for a lot of brothers in a specific time capsule, and there's a lot of cats that can relate to this. And it's my hope that they're listening, and if they hear this, that someone gets touched, because Van, you and I both know, you never know who you touch out there listening, because somebody might be going through something, but your piece is going to help get them through the day, and you may never know it. You may never know it, but you'll hit them with this piece and a piece like this and be like, you know what? In the words of Ice Cube, today was a good day.
Yes, sir.
Salute to you, King.
Yes, sir.
Salute
Thank
to you.
Bro. I appreciate that, man. But you know me, man. Enough about me, man.
You know me. I could talk about you for days and not use the same word twice.
That's my man.
You know that.
That's my man. We had to give some different syllable number of words, man. You know, four syllables, six syllables.
Yes, sir.
We need to up the ante and go to like some 12 or 14 syllable words for some folk.
The only cat I know who's up for the challenge is me and you, man, so let's go get it.
I know that's right, bro. But listen, man, enough sure. about me, man. Let's hear about you and your mentor. So, brother, I'm a step back out of the light, and I'm going to put the light exactly where it should be in this point in time. So, my brother, from a deeper shade of soul, J. Rob the Wise Son, man, go ahead and get on down.
My pleasure. My piece is entitled To My Mentors. I guess I'm one of the lucky ones. See, I grew up on a block that had many fathers and they birthed many sons. We walked together, we played together, but we all got older. Our consciousness took over and we started packing it. We started practicing and pecking in a new order of intelligence that took place. Something that took over that just said something like, come over here, like Red Rover, Red Rover. You see, my mentors went from the Bronx to Harlem and even across the water. But everything starts with the hustlers. But a lot of that ends with my father. You see, the hustlers said, don't grow up to be like this and don't be like us. We're too messed up. But if you can trust that, if you don't get it together, you may just join us. So stay away, Jay. But my pops said, you can act a fool if you want to. Try to be cool on the scene. But remember, only JJ gets paid to act a fool on that TV screen. Pay attention if you want to. And you might as well go figure. And by the way, John, you don't understand how much I hated him all my heart when I hear you and your brothers call each other niggas. I had mentors that ran the streets, and I thought that was cool. But the best mentors besides my pops introduced me to being a proud black kid from the Bronx, and that came in school. See, I was placed in all kinds of positions, made out in many places. I can't even tell you how. But when I see my mentors from back then, I say, take a look at who you raise, how you like me now. I just hope I can be someplace close as a mentor to someone like any of you, because a large piece of me is a tiny piece of every single one of you. Or maybe it's 70-30 kind of a split. You know, 70% because my pops grounded me, 30% because the streets and the school made me. But they made me the brother that you're forced to deal with. So now from that point to this, I got to give it back to my mentors because I'm the man that all that came through. And that's that piece.
Yo, 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 did y'all hear my brother, man? Listen, man, listen. When I hear this piece, man, there's a part in there that really struck a chord with me. See, back in the day, I was 16, my brother was 15. We moved to one of the toughest spots in Baltimore City that was plagued with drugs and deaths and gangs and bullies. And that's where we moved to. This particular strip spans miles in the city of Baltimore, and it's called Park Heights. And the line in here, when you said, you see, the hustler said, don't grow up and don't be like us. We are too messed up, but if you can trust that, if you don't get it together, you might as well join us, so stay away, Jay. Because of me and my brothers, with me and my brother's bond at that time, they didn't want us to stay away. They wanted us to join them because we were so tight, and they knew we was watching each other's back. So they knew that if we joined the hustlers, then they wouldn't have to worry about nothing because we were watching each other's back. I told my brother no, because if mom was living, she'd kill me and you where we stand. But the hustlers, man, they wanted us to be part of that. They wanted us to join that. The fast money, the flashy cars, the outfits. I said, nah, man, I stay poor. I don't need that kind of energy, man. And when I read these lines, when I see these lines in this piece, it just reminds me of how hustlers walk in a different space in various atmospheres. And, brother, this piece right here was so real, man. So real, man. And I didn't, you know, it's crazy, man, because you talk about you grew up in your neighborhood where they were, where your dads were there. And the projects and the ghetto and the projects and the ghetto and my hood, those were single mother households, man.
Okay.
It wasn't a house there that I couldn't go back, that I couldn't go to and see that it was a single mother household. Growing up with the kids from those neighborhoods and so, brother, I'm glad you had a mentor, man. Because you've become a person that I admire, a person that I look up to, and I'm proud to call you my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Rob, the wild son, man.
Salute,
dope
King.
Me, bro. Salute you, King.
My man.
Man, see, y'all, this is what we're talking about, man. This is what talking about.
This is Stretch Your Pen Poetry, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the get down. Welcome to the get down.
Yeah, welcome to the get down. Man, I don't know about you, Jay, but I'm ready to open these mics to see who is ready to talk about their mentors, man. Are you ready, man?
You beat me to it. You beat me to it. I was finna go there. I was fixing to go there. Yes, sir. Can't wait to hear.
First up on the mic, man, is Epiphany host. He happens to be the host of War Council, Fly Speak, Honey Drippers 2.0. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that good stuff. Yo, man, this brother just got so many shows, but he's still known as Iron Man. Ladies and gentlemen, our good brother, Mojave.
Harvey. Hilarious.
What's good with you, bro?
Hey, Cuzzo, how are you? How are you doing?
Great day. How are you doing?
No, how are you doing?
I'm not messing with you. You're getting a right, show.
I'm not gonna start.
And people who don't know us. Don't know how left this conversation could go when it's me and Mojave.
We're going to calm down in the situation. We're going to calm down.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for that. Welcome, sir. No, thank you, sir.
I appreciate you, sir.
Thank you for that.
All right.
Van, talk to him.
Man, I'm getting ready to. First off, let me congratulate you on a successful Erotic Slam weekend with the Drip as well as the ES fam. Bro, what a phenomenal show. What a phenomenal thing that you got going on, man. Just formally thank you, man, and give you your accolades, man. Give you some flowers while you can still smell them, bro.
Thank you. They smell good.
Come on,
Yes, sir.
How does it feel to be you? You got to ask on that once, man. You know, what's the short answer? How does it feel to be you? Because, bro, you are a creative genius.
It feels like constipation.
I'm going on mute, and I'm going to let Van talk to you.
I don't regard myself as a genius. I just try to see the one thing I try to do is one. I got a bunch of people who love and ride with me and that understand my vision. Sometimes you understand my story, but more importantly, it's about creating the space for individuals to come and express themselves and be free with their words. You know, as expression is the truest form of freedom. When you are able to express yourself, you're able to free yourself in the most purest form possible. So, you know, to be able to create space and be able to make things and dream and to view and to push. It was a dream for me to bring both of my families together, both sides, everything else, and to make it holistically one. So that was done. That was accomplished. That was something that I needed to do for me, is on my bucket list. So, you know, I don't know what anybody, I told everybody, I said, listen, I said, this year I'm taking compliments, I'm doing all this stuff, I'm listening, I'm hearing stuff, I'm seeing stuff. And sometimes it don't always feel too good, but damn it, when it happens, it's fucking amazing. So I'm pretty happy for that. And I have to give God all the God, all the glory, because God is amazing. I don't care where you believe, whatever, great architect of the universe, whoever you want to call it, something larger than yourself that absolutely makes everything, make this universe stick together.
Not at all.
Because, you know, if you don't believe, you know, the earth spins at a certain amount of speed and your ass is not flying off into space, you got to understand that gravity is a real thing. There's something that keeps it there. And we're not going to get super religious. We're just going to say we believe in higher form of power. And right now, I like how God is riding for me. So I'm a rock with it every time. And more importantly, I'm a rock with everybody who rocks out. I'm thankful for everybody who came, everybody who rocked with us, everybody who had a good time. I'm glad. I see a lot of people really opened up and everything else. And, you know, everything hits a little bit different when you can actually do what you say you're going to do. And that's the most important part. And I'm thankful for everything and everyone. I'm thankful for the Epiphany Radio Universe for rocking with me, holding up with me. You know, I really just missed two shows in a row. Really fucking impossible for me. But damn it. I don't care. It was worth it. It was worth it. But more importantly, it was. But, you know, thank you for Van. I shout out to Van for looking out for brother, knowing that I hadn't eaten, brought the pizza, and everybody came and got something.
Oh, wow.
Nah, let me stop. But, no, we ain't saying we stingy. But I'm just saying, you had all night to get your own self and food, so, you know, you had all night. You could have did it. We ain't gonna front. Shout out to Allergic Reactions to Chicken. Shout out to Van with the Wolverine shirt and talk about the Wolverine shirt. And then walked around. He's like, fuck this sneaker. I'm wearing sneakers and I'm wearing this shirt. I'm not getting dressed up. And he's taking pictures with all the beautiful women.
Every last one of them.
He's in every last one of them. Every last single solitary one, you can see that beard smiling.
Indeed.
I'm Van Meadows. Indeed. They call me poetic.
That part.
Yeah. Ain't got that laugh. Okay. One of these days we got to do that whole personality switching thing and do the show with it.
Oh, my God.
We got to do it. I just want to know who's going to do David Mott.
That would be J-Rob. J-Rob does a really good David Mott.
You want to know exactly who's coming through when I'm talking like this goddamn poetry.
I ain't going to read nothing. I'm telling you right now.
You already know.
Fuck you, Mojave. You know what the fuck you talking about?
Oh, you light-skinned motherfuckers. Anyway, enough about us.
It's about you. Van has something he would love to ask you on top
of
the accolades.
I was trying to finish a writing prompt, but I didn't finish it, so you just going to get what I got. And that's all it is. I'm going to get out your way because I got things to do.
That's fine, bro. So, mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we want to know, man. We want to know, man, what did you bring to say to your mentor tonight?
All right.
Go ahead and get down.
All right. This is an unfinished piece. I know it's very unlike me, but it's unfinished. I just started writing it like 2 minutes ago. So this is what I got. So you're just going to stick with it, and this is what's going to go on. Oh, and then I'm going to do some shameless plugs after that. All right. To my mentors. Those who saw a spark and nurtured it into a flame. Those who taught me to speak my own name, taught me to speak truth to power with measured breath. Those who I named my daughter after upon their death. Those who spoke life to me, gave life through affirmation. Those who thought of me and bonded me with creation. Game. Light. To a darkened mind hobbled by emotion, rejection and ill practice, devotion, those who just wanted me to win, wanted me to succeed. Slowed my speed towards destruction, plucked me from street induction, planted me like a seed, guarding my mind fertile, grew me great. grew me into the way that I see my thoughts and the actions that follows, that allowed my thoughts to make real my dreams, to eat from a plate. The Vivian Verdell Gordons, the Hakeem Adubutis, the Nikki Giovannis, the Leonard Slades, those who gave me to make sure that my heart will always be paid with firm compliments and beauty written expertly in poetry. That's what I got.
Man.
Shoot. I love it.
Right.
I love it.
Yo. Yo.
I love it. I don't care what else you do to it. I love it. The dedication to self and peace and blessings to the person who you refer to who may no longer be here. But
yeah.
I love the fact that you named your daughter after someone. That's dope.
Okay. So real quick. Vivian Verdell Gordon, who's a professor, who basically watched me grow from a young man, who used to pick me up, take me places, and do black things, you know, hey, learn some black culture, everything else like that, who basically told me that if she believes in violence, she would beat me where I stood, which made me cry like a baby, because I knew that was really hard for her to say, but I realized in that moment how much she really loved me as a person. And when she passed, my daughter was in the womb. And so my daughter is named after her written name, which is Satiafa, because that's what she wrote her poetry off of. So my daughter's name is Ayana Injiri Satiafa Imi. So basically, it's my dedication to her for everything that she did for me, because she literally stopped me from being a knucklehead. Like, she really stopped me from being a knucklehead. And so, you know, then there was other people. Like, I got to meet through her. I got to meet Hakeem Adubuti. You know, Leonard Snave was my long-term professor at, you know, University of Albany. And, you know, introduced me to the world poetry, which vocabulary words that I normally would not use, because this man basically was on me. And so certain people, there's also my professors who are actually white, Mary Galvin, you know, Jill Hannafin, both who took great interest and invested in me, you know, who also used to tell me off to my face, told me I could go to school in a matchbook. You know, when I was a young Thundercat running around the English department thinking, you know, my shit didn't stink, you know, and they said, no, not only does it stink, you need to sit your ass down someplace. Yeah. They said, yeah, you think a B is good, you better get these A's. You're black. You need to figure this out, you know. You're not
right.
Used to white women talking to you real crazy, like, you know, but they believed in me. And to this day, you know, they're very proud to have me as their student. You know, to Mark Anthony Neal, who teaches at Duke, who basically taught me the value of intelligence and everything else that happens, who believed in me as a poet way before I believed in myself, who told me, write books, they'll pay you for it. There are so many people who have contributed to the essence of who I happen to be, you know, and to all the people who currently contribute to the current state of my mind and my spirit, and those who I love, you know, from the Pippin Radio Universe to the Honey Drippers to Erotica Slam, you know, to the people who surround me, who pour into me daily and wonder why I pour so much back, because to whom much is given, much is required. And so with anything else that comes along with it, I try to be the best person I can be and grant grace whenever I can, because you never know. You always have to be the person who's willing to give more than you're willing to take. And for that, I'm always thankful. And I'm always thankful to be in a position, in a situation where people even regard me as a leader, because it's not early. I mean, it's not easy, and most people think it's early, but, you know, I take King Drip shit really seriously. I really do. Even though I hate the name, I hate it. But I regard it as a form. You know, when people look to you to lead, that is what you must do. And so my leadership was hard won and earned. It was grown. It wasn't given. And nobody supplied me with anything. So I do the best that I can do, and I try to make space for everyone to come and be free. So I'm thankful for that.
Appreciate that,
good
brother.
You did the damn thing with that,
brother. Absolutely. Now go ahead and let everybody know about your show next week.
Oh, we're doing War Council. We got some crazy stuff. We got like 4 or 5 different things. I don't know. I'm flying by the seat of my pants. I'm getting catch up right now. I got so much shit to do. It's not even funny. And I'm like, yo, I got so much stuff to do. I'm not even on, but we're running. We have so many different things that are on the blackboards. You know, it's not even anything else. But it's like, listen, the ERU is about to blow and change, and there's some people who are going to help us do, and it's going to be wonderful. So watch what we do. Watch us. You know, watch what the ERU does. It's going to be pretty stinking amazing. And War Council and everything else, we're really going to make this run. Y'all going to be like, yo, they just went over there. You think we wild now? Wait till I share what I got. It's going to be crazy. Anyway, and on top of that, we're going to be doing some fly speak. The first fly speak in August is going to be stupendously stupid beyond stupid. I have a poet out of Florida, Miami to be exact. Her name is Red Riding Hood. She is bomb. Like, it's not even funny. Look, I just want to put the clips up and like, yo, listen to this clip. Yeah, that's who's coming. And there's another poet that's a secret weapon that I'm bringing in. It's going to be pretty ugly. I'm going to have to split the time between the both of them. But it's really royalty to me to bring this person to the ERU to do fly speak. It's important. It really is. And I think that the other thing is you're going to start seeing us not only just get down with our pens, but the literary movement we're about to spark through this company and situation as we bring it to it, and we're going to spread the wealth around. It's going to be pretty amazing. Trust me. You think
okay,
we look
right,
now?
Okay.
Watch us.
All right.
You
that's
know,
what
I'm
talking
just,
about.
I'm just telling
that's
you, I'm speaking
about.
It. But last thing.
Hey,
last
that's great.
Last thing.
Go ahead.
Last thing. ES Weekend, October 29th through the 31st. Masquerade Ball, the Hollow Cream Edition. Right? Honey Dripper Showcase, ES Showcase, Ball, Panels, Yoga, all that good stuff. We start.
That's
what's up. You better catch up to us. We running. Get your shoes on. Catch up.
Okay, bro.
My man.
That's what we're talking about. Now get on over to that dance floor, man. Do whatever it is you want to do until you got to get on to your next assignment, Sir Iron Man, because some people making weapons in other countries, and you got to stop them, bro. You got to stop them.
Yeah, actually, that's actually very true. That's a very, very true
know
thing.
It.
I'm not messing with
I
you.
I know it
I'm
is,
not,
bro.
Get over
salute.
To that dance floor. I'm not messing with you.
I salute y'all with love and respect, always.
Salute you too.
All right?
Oh,
love you, boy.
Love you too.
One love, one mic, bro. All
right? One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother, Mojave. Whew, man, he dignified this.
They know who we be.
Bro, when he get off the mic, you going to know who we be.
You ain't ever lie. You ain't
right.
ever lie. Who we got
right,
next, y'all.
Man, next up, man, we got the brother who fresh out the mountains with his kids, man, his son, man. Mr. Thank You for Waking Us Up Today. Ladies and gentlemen, DSR's own Rebel P. Jones is in the building. What's good, bro?
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening, Playboy?
So, alright, man. So I had a long, deep-delved conversation with J-Rob earlier about
uh-huh.
this whole mentor. And after hearing you, Van Meadows, my God.
Yeah.
I was inspired to write something while I was in queue. But.
Oh, man.
But. I didn't want to do J-Rob like that because he actually inspired me. He inspired a piece that he wrote some time back that I read. And it just, I told him earlier, it screamed and he yelled at me. Like, I just, I needed to do something with it, whether it was to perform it or to write to it. So,
very much so.
Van Meadows, the piece you inspired, I'm going to post to the event page, but I'm going to go ahead and spit the piece that J-Rob inspired because it was written in the mountains where I just came from.
Nice.
But
nice.
It was inspired by a piece I read of J-Rob's a few weeks ago, and it was just It's been on my mind until I finally wrote to it. J-Rob, it was your piece, Mother.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Mother, that's...
Yeah.
That's one of my better pieces, man. Yeah. I'm glad that resonated with you.
The reason I'm doing this, because J-Rob and I spoke earlier, and I don't really have a mentor, and I told him the reason being I don't like to look up to people per se and make anybody above me or better than me, and I teach my children the same way. Like, we are equals in greatness all in our own ways. You can learn from people, but don't ever look up or idolize anybody. You know what I'm saying? So I can say I don't have a mentor, but I've learned a lot of life from a lot of life and from a lot of good people that have been in and out of my life. You know, a lot of bad people too. So, Poetic, the piece I wrote while I was in Q, your piece truly inspired that, because I felt that so deeply without the father figure, you know what I'm saying, and just not knowing how to evolve and grow, because I didn't have that part of my teaching. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I had to learn
Absolutely.
From life experience and on my own. You know what I mean?
I can't wait to read it, bro. I can't wait to read it, man.
So, yeah. It's good to
be
back.
Brother.
Thank y'all for waking up today.
Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
Now, I'm expecting Mr. Metaphoria to, like, jump on the line and be like, shut your big talking ass up, motherfucker.
You know it's coming.
You know it. That's what's up.
So, I'm going to let y'all ask the question, man.
Well, it actually isn't. You already answered it. Because we wanted to hear if your piece was ready, locked, and loaded, dedicated to your mentor. You already answered the question. However, for you, can you spit the piece of inspiration that touched your pen and paper?
Yes, I can.
So, on that note, Van and I are going
to
we're gonna step back and let you do the thing and go ahead and get on down, brother.
No doubt. Mother, in response to J-Rob's mother poem. I heard you calling in the songs of the birds and the croaks of the toads and the chatter of the cicadas. I heard you speak from the sounds of the breeze as it rustled through the leaves of trees. I remember when I first heard you calling for me, it sounded like it was in my head, but from a distance beyond a cloud, yet your voice still so clear, so powerful. I read your messages to me in the morning clouds that passed on by before the coming storm. The words encoded in the leaves of the vines that reach the tops of the tallest trees on mountaintops, where man and you were so long ago torn from the love we once shared with you. Please don't turn your back on us. We can change, although admittedly we and our selfish ways are to blame. I remember the day the clay from you became me, and life was fed to me. Your teachings and love were bled through me to mold the man I came to be. With all my soul inside, I now realize all you gave to me, and thank you. That's that piece.
Wow.
Told you, Van. Told you that's a really incredible piece of writing, man.
Yes, it is, man. This was phenomenal, man. This was phenomenal, bro. Man.
Yeah.
That opening line did it for me, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. Because the moment you said that, I heard my mother telling us, y'all better be home before them streetlights come on. You better be in this house. Now, mind you, my mother was a kind of mother. She wouldn't let us go outside and play with the neighborhood kids. Not because she didn't want us to be kids, but she wanted to make sure that she could keep her eyes on us. She wanted to make sure that we would be home. Wanted to make sure that we wouldn't get hit with no stray bullets. Make sure that we wasn't influenced by the neighborhood kids.
bro.
See, that's cool. Bro. That's cool. I remember growing up, and you know what I'm saying? I didn't live in the hood. I didn't live in the projects, but I lived where I lived. You know what I'm saying? Shit happened there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember, like, my mother, we lived in an apartment complex. A lot of shit happens in apartment complexes. Anyway, my mother worked full-time, and she also went to night school. So she was never around. And I used to get in all sorts of shit, man. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have nobody around really raising me.
Wow. Man, I dig it, man. I dig it. J-Rob, how you feel about the brother's piece, man?
Bruh, I was so amped when he did this. I was in another headspace altogether and was like, I can't believe it. And literally, I read it a couple of times. And I don't have the proper adjectives at this moment to tell you how much I appreciate what this brother did. And you and I talk about it a lot, Van. And I've spoken to, you know, the ladies of Epiphany before. You never know how your poetry is going to affect somebody, how it's going to touch somebody. You know, and what it might mean to somebody. And for this incredible brother from another mother to read this piece and it touched him like that, for him to scribe this piece, bro, that says so much about him, his character, and what poetry is supposed to be. This is the social antithesis of what poetry is supposed to be. And I'm just humbled that something I wrote inspired such a great poet as Rebel P. Jones. God bless you, bro.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you.
God bless you, brother.
I'm humbled. Thank you.
Hey, man, stick around, man. If we got time, man, I think I'm going to want to hear that piece, bro. So stick around, man. Don't you venture off too far.
Yeah, don't go too far. We're going to need to hear that. Don't go too far.
Yeah, don't go too far.
Here.
Ladies and gentlemen, now, brother from DSR, repping, and man, and when he, hey man, you know what, man, I'm gonna tell you, Rebel P, man, I'm gonna tell you, when I hear you spit, man, what comes to mind, man, is a fire breathing dragon, bro.
That part,
you know, I was born the year of the dragon.
Yeah.
That part.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
1976, baby, year of the dragon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, man, listen, man. I feel a little something coming, man. I feel a little something coming. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it right now, right here, live. Pretty soon, there will be a Rebel P. Jones, a J-Rob the Wise Son, and a Poetic collab.
The world ain't ready, man.
I'm putting it out there. I'm letting y'all know. We're going to get together. Oh. We're going to discuss it. And when we come back with the finished product, it's going to be something that y'all ain't never seen or heard before. I can guarantee you that. Mm.
Yo, that's some magician type shit, man. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all better grab a seatbelt.
So, yeah, y'all better get a seatbelt because it's coming. It's coming. Listen, I respect these two brothers so much, especially their pens, the key is when you listen to the pieces, our pieces are brought from a place of what we've experienced, what our struggles are. It's going to be like when Craig Mack did Flavor in Your Ear remix with all them cats on there.
Oh, my
it's gonna
God.
Be...
Wasn't that the dopest?
Yeah.
Yo,
yeah.
Wait. I got it. Rebel P. Jones, Van Meadows, David Mott, Mojave, Mouthpiece,
C-Double 34 Music.
C-Double.
For Real the
Gibson.
Poet.
For Real the Poet. Coach. Yeah, and we got to get two more.
We about to be the Wu-Tang Clan of poetry, bruh.
Bring Nick Nash
in.
Bring Nick.
Just because you said that, I got to say this before you let me go, man. I told C-34 Music 5 years ago, bruh. I said, yo, I want to start a team of superhero poets like nobody's ever heard before. I told him this 5-6 years ago, man. I wanted to start a Wu-Tang version of spoken word poets. I wanted to do
let's
this.
Last year,
I was trying to start an independent label of just spoken word poets. I wanted to do what Tech N9ne did for independent hip hop. I wanted to do that for spoken word poets.
We all gotta have a conversation when this show is over.
Yeah, let's do this, man. Because this thing is about to be this about to be something fierce. It's about to be something fierce.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right, bro. Stick around, man. Stick around, man. Y'all got me, man. Y'all got my creative juices going. Ladies and gentlemen, our brother Rebel P. Jones on his way to the dance floor. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
J-Rob.
Come on, man.
Oh, that's going to be something else.
That's going to be something. I can get lost in that thought. Man, who do we have next?
Man, we got one of the sexy divas of Epiphany. She is one half host of the Love Zone, one half host of Poetic Therapy, one fourth host of the Soul Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, she is La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. How y'all doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm good. I was actually, y'all caught me in the middle of writing something for your show, Van. But that's all good.
Okay now.
Yeah, nice little flow going. But I finished it. y'all, speaking of pieces and flow, man, y'all stay setting that bar high. Great pieces, gentlemen. Very, very nice pieces. Deep.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, what Van said.
And because y'all always wait until the last minute to promote the show, put up the event page, I didn't have nothing. I didn't have nothing written. I just pulled out my, well, y'all seen my video. I pulled out my book and I wrote a little song.
See, here's the fun part about what me and Van do.
Okay.
When y'all do the show on Monday and y'all want parts of the challenge they pen, this time the me and Van are going to advertise days in advance, give y'all something to write. Then there's going to be a couple of days that we're just going to hit y'all and be like, let me see what you do with your pen on short notice.
On short notice. It's calculated.
Yeah.
What do we think we do with
it's
the
all
know it
calculated.
I know it is.
It's all calculated. Because, you know, sometimes we'll plan it out and there's people who come on the show and we want all that love. Don't get it twisted. We love every single person who responds to Get Down. We want all that love.
Absolutely.
But we got
some
poets that want to hog the mic and keep beautiful voices like yourself and Rebel P. Jones and other poets out. But then become short notice. I'm curious as to how sharp your pen gets on short notice when you're on a desert island and all you got is a notebook and a pen and a pencil and a rock to get your pencil sharp. Let me see what you can create.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you something. All throughout my years of school, college, high school, when it came to writing papers, I always wrote my papers the night before they were due. Why? I do my best work under pressure. I will write my poem for the Get Down the same day. And when we do this on short notice like this, me and J-Rob might talk about the show when we get off the phone, when we get off the air tonight. We might call each other and talk about the show and talk about the next show. Just because we plan the show in advance don't mean that he and I are going to write to it unless it's something that has to be done right then and there. That's happened like, I
Absolutely.
Don't know, maybe three or four times.
Yes.
But for you guys, sometimes last-minute poetry is so intense and those emotions are so raw and so real that when you've done mm-hmm. and you read it back, you'd be like, oh, my God, did I write this? I'm like, yes, you did. So
yeah. I was going to say, it's got to be the rawness of it that does it.
Yeah. And that's all we're trying to accomplish. And we, you know, Van and I are fans of people stretching their pens because we truly believe in the art of poetry. And when you have poets, and every single poet, especially in their own light, when you challenge yourself to write something on short notice, you'll be amazed how beautiful that poetry will blossom.
Yes.
You'll be absolutely amazed.
Yes.
And, yeah.
So
right.
in that vein, welcome to the Get Down.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now,
so,
LaPearl, tell me something.
Yeah.
Do you have a piece dedicated to your mentor? And if so, we're going to get out the way. We're going to get out the way and let you go ahead and grab the mic, hold it close. The spotlight is on you. So go right on ahead and get on down.
Thank you. All right, so I'll be patient with me because I haven't even read this back to myself. Okay. All right, I call it Winter Baby. Though I have tremendous admiration for a few poets, life and the lessons taught have always been my mentor in all seasons. And the funny thing is, we're learned in the coldest part of seasons, regardless what season it is. I say the coldest because my lessons were through pain of immeasurable tolerance. I've always had the ability to emit love down pat, though. Nonetheless, I'm grateful for all of it. If not for them, I wouldn't know who I was. And besides, I'm a winter baby anyway. So adapting to the cold is second nature to me. Now, for the best part, the poets that I admire, they gave me my voice. They're showing me it's okay to let people hear what makes you different out of your uniqueness. That there is a place somewhere for everyone to sit. That there is genuine warmth and love in a place where I can be taught as well through generous patience, giving, and actual willingness to share. For real, poetic, J-Rob, VIP, divine inspiration, Javi, and Stan the Man. You are all my mentors, my soul tribe, and I dedicate this to you because I love you, and that's it.
I'm not saying nothing, man. I'm not saying nothing. It's on you. You talk first.
In my Cuba Gooding Jr. voice, you're not gonna do it. I know y'all make people come on this show and cry. I'm not gonna cry.
Oh,
Jerry, they're not gonna make me cry. They're not gonna make me cry.
In my Hollywood shuffle voice. Why are you doing that, man?
I even got no weapon. I'm just going to turn my back and walk away because I'm too cool for that.
Man. You know what? That's a very emotional piece. I have to tell you.
Yeah.
Because the only persons that I ever expect to say I'm their mentor will be my kids. And to hear another person acknowledge not just me, but other people that I know, other people that host on this amazing network, who just give tirelessly to create and put shows on for the poets, for the people. It's a humbling thing, La Perla Negra, and you've definitely humbled me tonight. And thank you. You know, but I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. J-Rod, take the mic.
Listen, I'm just trying to tell you, man. She's not gonna. I'm crying, brother, but I'm crying cool.
God,
I'm just saying, baby. She came in with the Fist of Fury poetry and set the whole mic on fire, baby. I'm just saying, man. I'm not crying, brother, but if I was crying, I'm crying cool. Back to you, man.
La Perla Negra.
Thank you.
You let everybody know before we send you off to the dance floor what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Okay, next Saturday, I am in Poetic Therapy hosting a Stand the Man Up. And that is open mic poetry. Come through there. We need some mental stress, do some health conversation, some open mic poetry. And that is Saturday night at 9. Monday night at 9, I am 1/4 host of the Soul Cafe. I am in here with For Real the Poet Douglas, essentially Johnny, and Poetic. You know, come on through one day because we got a second half of the show called Pick Up Your Pen. And that helps you tap into your creative side. What am I? Oh, okay. Wednesday night at 9. I am in the love zone with my sexy diva, Ms. D.I.T. Now, we don't have a topic yet, but we will, because I'm working on one.
All right, so now.
I know y'all are going to like it, so y'all come on by, man. So you're up in the love zone.
Love zone. Love zone.
Oh, my God.
Come to the love zone for you.
I'm just saying.
Oh, man. Thank you, y'all.
Thank you. Now, going over to the Get Down Dance Floor and hang out
dance.
With Rebel
don't
P.
Be, don't talk to nobody.
Hobby.
Just dance.
Yeah.
Don't be making no grown man cry. Just go over there and dance.
Right. Right.
Lord. All right. What love was that?
Ladies and gentlemen, what love was like, that is La Perla Negra on her way to the Get Down Dance Floor. Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1.
This is Epiphany Radio. Network. Your poetry outlet. The next phase is online. Radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing
student.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, J-Rob the Wise Son, my brother, are you ready to keep this party going, man?
I am so ready. Are you?
Man, I am, because next up, we don't just got anybody. I mean, not just anybody.
We got
Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Ooh, hey, Miss Lips.
What's up, baby love?
How you doing?
I am doing great. It's been a whirlwind of a week.
Yes. Has it really?
Yes.
And Sunday morning ended with a nice big hug from Van Meadows and then left that cologne in my skin, and I thought I was going to pass out. I was smelling it for so long. It was delicious.
She smelled it
well,
cologne,
you know.
And she was like, I feel good.
Well, you know that
I wanna.
Listen, I had to get me another hug from Miss Lips, man, before I left. I had to. It's only right. Of course.
I was built to be hugged on.
I'm sorry.
That's a piece right there.
I was built to be hugged on. I was built to be hugged on. Not touched.
I'm gonna have to work on that.
I was built to be touched on. Not touched upon, baby. I was built to be touched on.
Touched on. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all are a mess.
Play at your own risk, baby.
Yeah.
I like taking chances.
It's a whole grown woman you sit here talking to.
That's right. Tell it like it is, baby. Shout out
baby,
to For Real. J-Rob, you wanna talk to my sister here? You wanna talk to her, Jay?
Hey, listen, I wanna leave some poetry stench on her since you left that cologne stench. So, Miss Lips.
Yes, baby.
I'm going to make the assumption that you wrote a piece of poetry dedicated to your mentor, whomever he or she may be. Since that is the case, my sweet beloved, and move it away from the microphone so you can have it all to yourself and not be captured by Van Meadows and all that handsomeness, and would you mind stepping to the mic, go on ahead, and get on down.
This piece is dedicated to my cousin, who is actually younger than me, but she's been through so much in life. And we've been closer than sisters all of our lives. So I wrote this piece for her. It's called My North Star. She was loved and sheltered and beautiful, kept close for fear she might be stolen. Early days were torturous and neglectful. So this life was how she thrived. She came into my life in the summer of my fifth year. She was just shy of three, and the bond between us was strong from the start. They sat us together on my grandmother's back steps, and we shared some summer fruits and became sisters that day. And that grew into a friendship that defies all rules of logic. We've spent years apart, yet never have known a strange day, and no matter how life has twisted and turned, we're ever by each other's side, even if I don't see it, because nothing can break this bond. We have shared laughs and tears and dark nights and sunny days, first, last, endings and beginnings. We've lived through loss of parents, family, partners, and friends, and through it all, we've grown stronger. No one can be who she is to me. And no, we don't always see eye to eye, but nothing ever affects the love. I don't know what lies before us. All I know is I wish to go forward knowing her heart beats between mine, and together we make a song that only us two can hear. For she is my blood, my compadre, and my very best friend, and time or circumstance can never change that. From this life to the next, the yin to my yang, interconnected yet independent in the world, she will always be my North Star, and I love her beyond measure. Poem.
Wow.
Wow.
Was dope. I truly enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Van, we got to start saying poem at the end of our pieces like they do.
Yeah, as for real, we say, yeah.
Yeah.
But
Miss Lisa Lips, that was an incredible piece of writing, and it is my hope that the person whom you wrote this in dedication to gets a chance to hear this, because that was
actually
really worth listening to.
I printed it and framed it and gave it to her.
Absolutely
nice.
Beautiful.
Nice.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know,
yeah.
Listening to this piece had me feeling like I was getting to know her through your writing.
Exactly.
And that's a unique gift as a poet when you're writing about someone. You feel like you feel like that you've known them for a very long time, and then, you know, the North Star reference, the metaphor in your piece,
mm-hmm.
says volumes. It says volumes.
Yeah. It's so rare to have those kinds of connections. And the running joke between us is we were out just hanging out together one night, and she met a cute guy, and he followed us around for a minute, and then they got to talking with each other, and now he's her husband. They've been together for over 20 years. And the running joke is that we're both his wife because we were together when he met us. So
that's
I'm his
dope.
Other wife. Because we're that close. I mean, we were living together when they started dating. And so it was like we were always together. The three of us were always together. And I was part of their wedding and the whole nine yards. So, yeah, and we are closer than sisters could ever be. And
amazing.
I can tell her anything under the sun, and I know that she's got me.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm.
Van Metals,
wow.
Let's say you.
Nah, I've already spoken, bro. I'm good. I'm this one of those pieces, man. This is one of those pieces that you go to a poetry event and you hope to hear it. You know, when you need to be inspired, when you need to be uplifted. You know, when you're sitting there, it's like coming to the dinner table knowing that there's going to be Brussels sprouts and the same old chicken and, you know, whatever, mashed potatoes and gravy. But then comes this dynamite peach cobbler or apple pie that you ain't had in a long time. And I'm so full off this piece. Man, y'all doing something tonight. Y'all doing something tonight, but I'm not going to cry. I ain't gonna cry. I'm not gonna do it.
Y'all almost had me in tears over here too. Y'all's pieces were off the chain now. Don't get me wrong.
Man.
Appreciate you.
That was
J-Rob. That was J-Rob. All J-Rob. It's all him. You know, because, you know, for me, trying to hold back the tears as I hear you guys talk about these amazing mentors you have, And which is why my piece is written the way it is, because I didn't know that. I mean, if I wrote pieces about my childhood and, oh, man, yeah, whew, Lord have mercy. But thank you so much. I'm not gonna bore you. I don't want to bore you anymore.
Never, honey. You can never bore me.
But thank you so much, Miss Liz. Thank you so much. We're going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can hang out, cut the rug, because, woo!
I'm going to go over there and see if I can't shake a leg with Rebel P.
All right now, because Rebel P, watch out. I know she got moves now. That's all I'm going to say. That's all.
I'm going to miss him.
All right, Miss Lips. Thank you so much, darling. Stick around, okay?
One love, thank one you, mic. Babe.
One love, one mic.
One love and one mic.
Just wow, man. Just, man. Next artist on the mic, J-Rob. Are you ready, man? Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Man, this happens to be my West Coast go-go brother, Sincere, y'all. What's up, bro?
What's happening, gentlemen? J-Rob, poet?
What's
blessing,
good, coach?
What's good, man? What's good?
Man, you told me to come by during when I got time. Don't be a stranger. So I'm keeping my word. I'm going to come by. Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, brother. Welcome.
Come on,
glad
go.
To have you back.
Come on now, welcome.
Glad to have you back.
Blessing, blessing.
You always got a house, and you always got a key to the house in this home. Come on now, coach. You know what it is. Your
yes,
poetry
sir.
Has been missing, man.
Hey, brother, I got so the Lord blessed me through Eastwood with this documentary that I was so overwhelmed, just in tears of saying thank you. Don't know what the hell I'm doing, just going raw. And I'm learning so much about my city that I dwell in, certain parts of it, and the things that we've been through as Afro-Hispanics and African-Americans that is blowing my mind. So it's just, I was taken aback a little bit because all the knowledge I'm gaining that I never knew or never was taught. So it was
okay.
Kind of, yeah, each city has its own little story to tell, but this was
yes, sir.
Unexpected because this is, by a beach area that I just thought everything was this hunky-dory because it's by the beach. You can't go wrong by living by the beach. It's world famous for the promenade, and for it to have this little dark secret kind of blew me away as I'm doing this documentary.
Bring it to the masses, baby. Bring it to the masses.
And it shall be done. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, gentlemen. Again, you guys are inspiration. I appreciate you, too.
Nah, man, we appreciate you.
Oh, man, we appreciate you, definitely, man. Without doubt.
Real talk.
Yeah, man. And Rebel P, I'm ready when y'all ready. So if I'm included, if I'm not, put me in part two. Shit, you know, be the Wu-Tang or the Go-Go. I'm with it.
But we mentioned Coach, and definitely got to make sure that you're in that group, man. We mentioned that, yeah. So when me and Van brainstorm this, we're going to put a whole crew of guys together, and it wouldn't be right having you out. So, yeah, we're going to be in touch.
I appreciate you.
Trust me.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Let's make it rock and roll. Let it make sense.
There you go. So, Coach, I do have a question, if I may, Van.
Absolutely, brother.
Excellent. Coach, taking the fact that you were in the East and the West Coast, because you're from one and you're living in another, I'm going to make the assumption that your piece describes your mentorship on either way, how it may be. So if your piece is locked and loaded, Coach, Van Meadows and I are going to step back, and we would love for you to go ahead and get on down.
My affairs to my mentor, thank you to all those who watered every part of my garden so that I can grow pristine with flats, burdens over each sunset and moon cries. You made me realize each relationship with myself, with each of you seeding fertilizer, so I can now see what was not growing into being intolerant without faults. That's telling the truth now. My fears, although each of my mentors made me value and grow in education requirements so I could hold a conversation, being graced with undaunting time, at which time I did not squander many hours debating what wasn't said. Thank you for your support. making sure I made it towards pushing myself far past my own expensive case of sins. To those who died for me, to stay safe without contradiction, my mentors by your efforts, Malcolm X, Nat Turner, Adam Clayton Powell, Frederick Douglass, Betty Shabazz, Jenny De La Duke, my mentor at Quincy University, who believed in this Afro-Hispanic, who got me into Quincy University, one of the historic universities of Catholic origin. My affairs and many thankfulness of those who knew me and by those who inspired all through Elohim Yeshua through the Holy Spirit. My affairs and my mentors. Sincere from the West Coast. That's that.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Paying homage,
sir,
and
yes,
playing,
sir,
it forward.
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm talking about. Outstanding piece of writing. Van Miller, we'll see you, sir.
Hey, man, listen. There's so much I could say. You know, again, this is one of those kind of pieces, man, paying homage. And you did that, bro. You recognize your mentor, man. And, hey, man, bro, this whole show, man, has just been heart-wrenching and tugging at those heartstrings. So, brother, you doing that, man. I appreciate you, bro. It's a dope piece, man. Dope.
Thank you.
Piece.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I'm humbled.
And my brother,
I loved it.
I'm humbled. Blessings. I just wrote this because I'm listening to everybody before me. And and just sitting here thinking that we never had nobody or we all equal. True, we are equal. However, somebody had to inspire you, even though you may have been raised and not had the guidance. Some of us didn't have parents. Some of us was raised by the spirit. Whatever the case may be, somebody you had to look up to besides Elohim through Yeshua to get you through to say, that's my goal. To say we don't have nobody, then there wouldn't be no Nat Turner. There wouldn't be no Malcolm X. To say that we didn't have nobody to be our mentor.
There you go.
As a slave to a leader, even though they held them back. You can't tell me, even in spite of what they're doing to us presently, that we didn't have nobody to inspire us. That's just my take, my two cents.
You know
and
what,
that's to
man?
Be respected.
You know what? I dig that. I dig that. But I'm gonna address it. Because when most of us learned about Dr. King, Malcolm X, we didn't know the struggle that came before us. Because for me, it was when I was sixth grade, seventh grade, in the projects already. Didn't really go anywhere, didn't do anything. I just knew that these were prominent black figures for Black History Month. Let me say that again. I just knew that these were prominent black figures for Black History Month. So my struggle wasn't their struggle, and I couldn't look up to them as role models for me, as mentors for me, because I didn't know that there was a struggle like that that even existed. Because the schools that we grew up in didn't teach that. They taught this watered-down curriculum with fabricated truths, omitting some history that we didn't learn until we opened up our own minds and started doing our own research into college. Because that same history, bro, was taught from sixth grade all the way up through high school.
Facts.
You're
speaking of the watered-down version of it, which hasn't changed in the last 130 years. And you correct.
So I couldn't say Dr. King was my mentor. Yeah, I played him in a school play.
This guy.
And make no doubt about it. I'm going to tell you, brother, something. I fought tooth and nail because I didn't want to play the part. I tried everything. I even told my teacher I was too light to be Dr. King.
That part's true.
You know what she said to me?
What's
that? You know what she said to me? She said, Mr. Meadows, Don't you dare allow your skin complexion to make you not be something you truly are, which is great.
Damn.
Amen to that.
Damn.
So I couldn't do anything but play the role after your teacher tell you something like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Step into your greatness, bro.
Now you know who helped me greatness. On that? Dick Gregory. Dick Gregory opened my eyes, as you guys noticed.
Mm.
I took several pictures and got to know him. So he's the one that said, in spite of the watered-down history, you still had a history. Unlike those who didn't have it, who had to take it to be a part of something. He's the one that opened my eyes, even more
right,
so
right, right.
by talking to him daily. He said, just because you learned them later don't mean it wasn't the same struggle. Then, remember, I had to go through a back door if there was a back door.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your struggle is the
Man.
Same struggle. The only difference, I allow and I push forward so you can walk to the front so you won't have to experience the back. I mean, we could go on day. So, man, bless
yeah,
you. I won't take up too much time. One love, one mic. You
one
guys
mic,
got my number. Anytime y'all want to talk, I'm here.
You already know,
absolutely.
Coach.
You already know. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down dance floor is our brother Sincere.
With my go-go swing.
Yeah.
There you go.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, man. We want to go from a West Coast go-go brother, J-Rod, to a music maestro in his own right, y'all, our brother C-34 Music, y'all. C-34.
Mm.
What's good, bro?
What's good? I'm hoping you can hear me because I know the playback always makes me sound like Cookie Monster eating cookies from Empire. So,
I'm so mad at him.
I will become Dexter in Dexter's Lab. Now,
bruh.
I have to address something to J-Rob.
Go on.
Have you been hanging with Cheech and Chong lately?
Nah,
you know,
man, I've been rocking with Robert Towns for a while.
So you didn't have the basketball Jones, did you?
No, sir.
Okay. I was just making sure. And Poetic?
Yes, sir, bro.
You know how you say this is a get down sometimes?
Yeah.
It
kind of
reminds
yeah.
me of Future in 8 Mile. I need you to do that line. We at the shelter.
We at the shelter.
Nice.
At first,
I
hey man, I ain't
lie
to you, man. At first, I thought he was going to tell me to do do my lookalike counterpart from what was that movie where Hustle and Flow, where my man was like, whoop that trick.
Oh no!
You need to say Maine every sentence. I need you to say Maine in every sentence. That's all I need.
Yeah, Maine. That's what I'm talking about, Maine.
You're so
hey,
bad.
Man, I don't know, man. Whoever, hey, man, look out the window and tell them whoever's trying to steal that car, man, stop it. Not tonight. Let there be one night without somebody trying to steal somebody's car. Not tonight.
It wouldn't be the hood if it wasn't, man. So that's background music, man, when you're in the hood. That's background music.
Yeah.
You, bro. That's what's up. So, my brother.
Yeah, you got to be like the art of noise, bro. You got to be like the art of noise.
Mm.
You know, with the beatbox and using all the noises around there, close to the edit.
Yeah.
You got to be like that.
Yeah.
Use
what you got. Well, my brother, it's time we hear about your mentor. So, me and J-Rob, we're going to back out of the way, man. And let you take the mic, man, and go ahead and get on down, bro.
Thank you. I've got a couple of mentors. So this piece is called Flight Time Mentorship. Flight Time Mentorship. Mama used to say after she dropped the needle to the black vinyl, leave those wild girls alone. But I had high hopes. Too bad I got caught in an Atlanta snowstorm. Got fired because I wasn't on time. A prince gave me the bird for the reasons of me being in jungle love. I banded myself together as I sent out an SOS just the way you like it. I tried to act innocent, but people saw I was fake. They saw the human in me just out of control. Examining the knowledge of the pleasure principle that's nasty, yet all right with me. If I miss you much, then I don't know what you've got till it's gone. See, I didn't mean to turn you on with this tender love, especially on Saturday with you wearing those fishnet black pantyhose. I open up my heart and you get optimistic. Do you understand that any heartbreak would change boys to men if it isn't love? You have me questioning, can you stand the rain if we were making love in the rain? Well, you are the diamonds and you are my lady du jour. So keep your eyes on me. You proved I don't have to ask in four seasons of loneliness, what have you done for me lately? So I won't criticize or be crying overtime, showing my sensitivity under this sunshine. Spend the night as I rub you the right way. As we listen to Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, baby, to me, you more money, and this is the new style. Watch me high step down the sideline, scoring the winning touchdown, saying, fly, time. Knowing that even when you sleep, no one's going to love you the way I do. And why? Because you're the finest I've ever known, and I never knew love like this. Thank you, Mom, for letting God use you as the vessel for James Brown to be my professor and Jam and Lewis my mentors. That's that piece.
Musical mentors, every single one of them. That I could dig. That piece I can dig. That I can dig. Sorry, I'm a music head, so that I could really, really, really dig. Van Meadows, what say you, bro?
Bruh, first of all, I was trying to keep my stuff together. Because when you start talking about all the songs that I love, and from a musical perspective, I'm an R&B head through and through. And all of those names that you mentioned, the songs that you mentioned, those are great. Those are great. And boy, when you put Lady Du Jour in there, see, you got to be a Johnny Gill head fan to really understand Lady Du Jour.
Yeah.
Yeah, you already know I told you who I am.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. But this piece, man, this I love this piece, man. Whenever I hear your pieces like this, I want to hear like a musical mix mashup of all those songs. You know, I think in a former life I really wanted to be a DJ, but I could never put it together. But this right here was amazing work, man. I love this piece, bro. Dope work, man. Dope work.
Yay, thank you very much, because like I said, I wanted to be Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, straight up.
Yeah. Amazing, bro. But we're gonna talk, because we got some things that is coming down the pike, and we got some things going on. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So we're gonna send you one off to the Get Down dance floor, my brother. C-34 Music, man. Hey, man. Make it do what it do out there, man. Make it do what it do.
Look, I'm not going to be filling up on the weather girls tonight, so I'm not trying to fill up on your wrist tonight. It's not going to happen.
Wow.
But one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, C-34 Music, y'all. That's my bro. Oh, man. Oh, man. J. J-Rob. Lord have mercy.
Talk to me.
All I got to say is are you ready? Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Definitely ready. Coming to the mic, we have the one, the only one half host of The Love Zone and Express Your Vibe, Miss V.I.P. Hey, darling. Miss VIP, are you muted? Paging Miss VIP, where are you? I hope she didn't drop. All right, well, we're going to have to come back to her. We're going to have to come back. We're going to go from his VIP. We'll come back. We're going to go to our other good brother, Just J. What's good, Just J?
What's
gentlemen, happening? Gentlemen. What's going on
What's good, bro, tonight, man?
Man, not a whole lot, man. I had some intrepidation about raising my hand. I didn't have a mentor piece. My life been a little bit chaotic as of late.
Off with his head! Off with his head!
I know.
Off with his head!
Y'all keeping it a buck tonight, ain't y'all? Y'all tell how y'all really feel.
This cannot be tolerated.
No, we'd be like, all right, yeah, we should have already paid off Stimmy J. Rob. Yeah, he probably did it.
I say, Red Meadows, this cannot be tolerated.
This tawdry little fellow here.
Yeah.
This poultry little fellow here did not bring any poetry to the show.
He did not.
I believe his mother was a bastard as well.
And then there he say, J-Rob, there he say, I don't have a mentor peace, but he's upset about the fact that we want to be off with his head. Where does he get this?
I say, sir.
Foolery.
I say. This skullduggery cannot be tolerated, Van.
Ooh, skullduggery.
I cannot be tolerated.
Yeah, the skullduggery was great. I tried it, and it was everything that it was trivial to be. But may I be too far as to say fourth wind or whatever the thing is that you fellas say here in this town of Epiphany?
Your paltry apology will fall upon deaf ears, sir. I say.
Deaf ears, I say.
Sounds like a jolly good rock band.
What's up,
my bro?
What's going on with y'all tonight besides going nuts and insane?
Hey, man, you got to have fun, man. You got to be able to have fun.
You got to.
Bro,
that's all I'm going to keep you from becoming a job.
You can't host the show. Yes, sir.
Yeah, tell him, man. No, go ahead. Tell him, bro. You can't host the show. Tell him, man.
You can't host the show like this and not have some fun in between that, because it'll just be a different type of talk show. And Van and I are two really engaging kind of cats. So
right.
Can't do this and make it boring, brother. We want y'all to come through and do what you do. And,
indeed.
You know, that being what it is, listen. Brother King.
Yeah.
Question to you. Do you have a piece of poetry that honors your mentors in any way, shape, or form?
You know what? All you guys have been my mentors, not just here, but at other networks as well. But you guys have really helped me out in the ways I need helping out. And it wasn't with a lot of talk either. It was mainly by example. So every time I do a piece, I'm actually doing a piece for my peers. As far as who else is listening out there, that's really second. But to get my peers' approval, whether I hear it or not, yeah, I see all these other poets as my mentors.
That's what's up, man. We appreciate you.
That's what's up, bro. We appreciate you for that, man.
Indeed. So, listen. Van and I are going to take a back seat for a hot second, brother. And we would like for you to step to that mic, face forward, address this crowd the way it's supposed to, and go ahead and get on down.
All right, I appreciate y'all. There's a crystal clarity to love when love is pure. Love can cure a heart of ill-gotten grooves that it recedes in the course of trusting, in the course of lusting, landing softly or crashing and combusting. Love can be like a perfect gem, a diamond of the highest quality. It is something too rich for me to have not. For you see, this is my dirge about how I'm in love with love, and will make excuses for her, take abuses from her, polluted with her, and ran ruses for her. Oh, how I drank till drunk from the slipper of her, drinking the tall chalice of her delectable nectar, as I fondly reminisce. How I wish I had never smelled her, how I wish I had never helped her, how I wish I had never held her close to my chest, just so she could infect me by injecting me with this insatiable hunger, this deep lingering longing of wanting to be, longing to her. And she simply spurns my advances. But I will not give up. I shall track her, place wanted posters of her, and pursue love that's a bounty hunter, pounding the pavement like a master metal worker, beating iron from its ore, encasing my core with a finely crafted shell for my heart, so that I may brave the fury of her blast furnace and reach my hand deep into the flame and seize love gently by the tips of her fingers, enduring her burning heat until our bodies are fused as alloy, being refined in her forge as my luggage is melted away and the impurities in my fat are evaporated, leaving the lean man that you see before you today, recharging me to the full, transforming me to a man who accepts love's labor as a joyful slave, who leaves his heart open wide and unprotected, all the while being singed by love's flames. As love pulls her bolt from her quiver, surely tonight she intends to overkill, bending her bow at me in malice, because love had taken aim, and like a pluck from a violin string, her arrow flies through the air till it pierces me in the chest and that I live to tell the tale of love's warrior and gladiator. In peace.
What you thinking, Van?
I'm thinking that it's nice to know that someone else thinks that love is their mentor as well. That's what I'm talking about, bro. he don't have a piece. You have a piece.
Yeah,
piece
that's what
mentor.
You're in. I don't have a mentor.
I don't have a mentor. Yeah, clearly, love is your mentor. It radiates throughout the piece. I love it, man. I love what you did with it. I love where you are, man, right now with your ink. Dope ink. J-Rock.
Thanks, bro.
your delivery in this was very Shakespearean, which made it very enjoyable to me. Very enjoyable. So in listening to you execute this, I was levels beyond impressed. Not just with the material, but the delivery in all. And I want to say thank you for bringing that to us tonight. That I really
enjoyed. Man, I appreciate y'all. Man, y'all the best, man. Y'all the crazy duo in the biz. Y'all got Thursday Night Soul. It's a good thing.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Now, brother, get on over there. Get down dance floor, man, and do a few steps, man. Let them people know that Just Jay is in the building.
Two steps, baby. Two steps.
Here you go.
One love, one mic, bro. All right, we're going to go from a Just Jay to area code 832. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Aw, come on. Has it been that long?
Ladies and gentlemen, Amelia T. Davis coming through the Get Down. What's happening?
Hey, Amelia.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Another fine day in the neighborhood.
Absolutely. So, before you or Mr. Poetic ever hit the mic, I was asked in a poetry group to call a Christian radio show. And it turned out to be POET radio station. And the host was Enigmatic Mahogany. And I did this tribute piece to her some years back. And she was and is still my mentor. And it's called I Call Her E.M.
All right. Well,
she is an inspiration.
Before you do that, yes, we're going to step back and let you go ahead and get on down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I do a faux pas again, sir?
That's all right. I stopped you before you continued. It's okay. It's okay. You're all right.
All right, so it's called I Call Her E.M. She is an inspiration to thousands. She is a loving mother and daughter. She has invisible wings, an angel indeed, a heart of gold, kind to all. A friend that is honorable and caring, a Proverbs 31 woman in every way, a poetess that is of the highest quality, a memory of like a computer, a beautiful woman that attracts many a man, a woman who has a godly love for her fellow humans, given voice to many across this nation, a true queen of the highest realm, a lady who gave me a chance to fly. I'm so thankful that I can call her my friend and mentor. Thoughts of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
That's all right, right there, Amelia. That is all right.
That's really
right
nice.
There.
That was really nice. That was a really, really nice piece.
Thank you. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I sure do.
Oh, I know you do, Van, but I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
Okay, I didn't think you did. Okay, so. She is a poetess who is part of the POET family, which is Poets of Extraordinary Talent, that the CEO is Black Ice, and she was for a time also doing a show on the Epiphany Network. So she's a phenomenal lady, and as I said, she gave me my start almost 9 years ago. It will be 9 years in November.
Wow.
And you all wouldn't know me if it wasn't for her.
Remind me to reach out to her and thank her personally. But
okay, man.
But stick around, Amelia. Get on over to the Get Down dance floor. Mingle, hang out. You know, do a couple of two steps, three steps, five steps.
Right.
All right.
Okay. Much
All
love,
right.
Poetic
much love.
And J-Rod. Blessings, y'all.
Blessings.
You have
too.
A good night, beloved.
Thank you.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, Amelia T. Davis. Ladies and gentlemen, if you should happen to be listening online, you have approximately 2 minutes before you will no longer be able to hear the remainder of the show. You will get cut off, so dial in 319-527-6300 and please press 1. Next up, y'all. Next up. Oh, man, we got another go-go brother this time from the East Coast down in VA. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, y'all.
Good, hey, how y'all doing?
Tonight's a good night, man. What's going on
good,
with
brother.
You,
how you doing?
Go-Go family?
Man,
and before you answer that question, I put some Chuck Brown in the soul searches in the chat. Because I knew the East Coast was going to represent, so I put some Chuck Brown in there. So when you get a chance, check that
yeah.
out.
Yeah, hey, you know I am, fam. You know I am. You know what?
My man. So, young man, I would you mind if I asked you a question?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Cool. Would you happen to have a piece that is dedicated to a mentor of yours? And if that is the case, would you mind if me and Van took a step back and let Mr. Automatic Charismatic go ahead and get on down?
I tell you what, one of my biggest mentors is the CEO of Epiphany Network.
That's dope.
Which is, I've been working with for real to see before he started Epiphany, and he's always inspired me to want to. You know, just as far as like being creative, I've been rocking with him for a long time. So, and I always saw greatness in him. I always saw something. I mean, it was just a matter of time before he created something. So, his poems, the way he carries himself. I want to dedicate a poem to for a poet.
We're going to let you go ahead and get it.
It's a freestyle poem, so.
Come with it, brother. The mic is in your hands.
And I'm going to call it Take Your Socks Off. I had a vision. I live a life of a dream to see a great man in the plan, the best that he has done, from one network to building his own. I guess he had to use the other work to have a stepping stone. But this is a world, and you see, I can breathe, and when they're still lynching us, they're still lynching us, but we have to fight back. You see, every time I'm ready to strike back, and every time when they come harder, I come smarter, taking my socks off, taking my knowledge to another place. So I've written all over the face and never disregard, because I take charge and I keep going hard. Yes, the revolution is beginning. The words is as I start spending my time. Somebody played a fucked up game. Somebody has told lies. And this is when for real, the poet exposes everything. It's like his poem when they say somebody told a goddamn lie. When he told a lie. When he's talked about the lynching. You see, how about our sons versus your sons? And we'd be like number one. Taking my shots off and I bring the hardness of my own mind. You leave me with no choice. My voice is coming real hard. My time for every minute and for every visit, for every place that never be delayed, because I'm not afraid. You've been killing our people. You've been damaging our neighborhoods. And your lies is staying on course, no, because my people don't have no remorse. Not for the foolishness, not for what you have done to keep lying and seem like the injustice have had your back. Somebody told it that damn lie. And they're still lynching us. I'm taking my spots off and destroy your nostrils and everything is hostile, and you could call it a revolution. Fred Hampton, no sanction. We come together. We come like the powerful and be responsible before you even lay your hatred and try to destroy our youth, our community, with your own stupidity. When those rockets go higher, when those guns come out, when we say we ain't taking no more, don't you see Nat Turner over there? Them taking them socks off. That means that you need to fuck off. And that is because the revolution has started already. Much love for real, the poet. This old man cast mad deliverance. 10 years in, I'm all in, but I've been dry.
Yo. First of all, I love the way that you interweaved for real the poet's piece and your piece, paying homage to your mentor. There is no greater compliment than using his work along with your work and just highlighting them. And hey man, that was dope, man.
Yeah, that's my big brother. I call my big brother. He knows, like, when I talk to him, I say, hey, you're my big brother. And Burrell has gave me advice on things. Like, he's not, like, if you feel like I'm going into a wrong direction with love, he'll say, hey, man, you need to do such and such, and I'll listen to him. You know what I mean? Because his words are not there to harm me. His words are there to help me. You know what I mean? So he's always been like that towards me. He's always been like a big brother to me. I don't just call him my big brother. His actions have spoken a lot of words. But, I'm so happy for him with the epiphany, because I knew the greatness they are already was anointed in him.
Amen.
Absolutely, J-Rod. Like,
no, just saying, it was hard to hear in the beginning, but as this piece started going more forward, I got the gist of where he was taking it, and I can appreciate where the brother took this piece in dedication to For Real the Poet. So in that honor, sir, salute to you.
Indeed. All right, my go-go.
We're going to send you on over to the Get Down dance floor, man, so that you can, you know.
Don't mean a thing. If you ain't got the go-go swing. And
you already know.
Yes, sir.
You already know.
I already know. All right, my brother. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. All right, brother.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the lyrical freestyle engine, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Man, we're going to go. Before I do that, if you are still hearing the sound of my voice, congratulations. You have made it to the overtime hour. And those that were listening online who chose not to call in, well, guess what? They can't hear us anymore. So it's on you. Next up. On the mic, we got none other than Gina Storm. Hey, Gina.
Hey, y'all. Happy Friday Eve.
Happy
Friday
Eve
to you.
How you doing?
I came to get down.
That's all I need. That's what I'm talking about.
That's all I need. I'm going to go on mute and let Van talk.
Wait, hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. I'm taking you with me. I got to change phones. The battery's about to die on this one. That's what I get. Hold on one sec. Feedback. Okay, am I still, are you still?
We're still here. Can you hear us?
I still got y'all.
Hello?
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah, I had to switch handsets. The phone in my bedroom died. I had to go get the one out the living room. So my bad. Oh, the mentors. I love this. Oh, so, Van, you going to ask?
Yes.
Okay.
Gina Storm. Gina Storm. First of all, how are you? How you doing? Glad to hear you on the mic.
I'm kicking high right now. Today was up and down, but the high point for me this evening was listening to incredible poetry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't think
absolutely.
People understand the power in their words, the inspiration that makes somebody who has said, you know what, today kind of sucked, all of a sudden say, you know what, but tonight is all right. So,
I know that's right. I know that's right. Glad to have you. Glad to have you. Now, me and J-Rob understand that you have a mentor, and we want to hear all about them. So we're going to get out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Okay, I'm going to title my freestyle this evening, La-di-da-di. La-di-da-di. We like to party. And I didn't come here so that I could start no trouble. I ain't trying to bother nobody. But I need y'all to understand why I titled my piece La-di-da-di. When I was a small girl, before probably double digits, I used to pronounce my father's name weird. I didn't hear it, but other people would laugh when I'd say it. Mom says, call your dad. And I would say, Dottie. And if I did call him Dottie, I called him Dottie. Just Dot. I didn't realize that I was giving a soft sound to the A and didn't know that it was wrong right away. Even after I knew, I still felt like it sounded right coming from me, and nobody bothered to correct it any longer. So my daddy was my first inspiration. He was also my mentor because I was one of those girls who was always under her dad. Everywhere he went, I wanted to be too. I remember how I learned how to tie my shoes. He said I could go if I could tie them myself. I did it on the first try because I didn't want him to leave me behind. He was awesome, and that's the reason why. We would go places that I didn't go with my mom. We went to the pool hall and the bowling alley and the lodge. He took me with him when he was hanging out with his bros. He took me to the barbershop, and the guys had to mind their language and their tone. It was cool. I always thought this was going to be the way it was. Then I started liking boys, and my grandfather took his place. He was my granddaddy, so my grandfather was amazing as well. I was reading this from the program from his homegoing service last weekend, and it said that one of the things that people would love the most about him were his great sandwiches and home-cooked meals. I was wondering where my love for cooking came from because I was taught by my mom and my grandmother, but eating my grandfather's food was real. There was an experience that I would get with that was so different because he had also spent part of his young adulthood in Europe. So he would make French dishes that were authentically French, not just someone American who wanted to give it a swing. Maybe they had a Julia Child's cookbook or been watching some cookie show, some other crazy thing. Nah, he had it down pat. I learned how to make a jus, I learned how to make a garden. I learned so many things that some of them have been so massive I've probably forgotten. But the beautiful thing that I learned about him was he had a strong sense of direction. He'd never been lost. My family refers to me as a human GPS, and I guess it's because of him. He was a boss. I had another man who was an influence in my rearing as well. I didn't meet him until I was an adult, but I was still under his spell. He was one of those good old Southern boys who moved up to the North. He was from Sunflower, Mississippi, just like my grandfather had been. And I was thinking, is everybody black in the Midwest from the same town? Probably, and that's a good thing. That is a city or a town that was producing beautiful people who knew how to love with every fiber of their being. My stepfather never referred to my brothers and I as his steps. We were his kids, you see. When he went fishing or hunting, he'd take me. He was running errands. He would teach me how to pick out the best grains of meat. There were so many lessons that I learned, but I remember one time when he said, this is what you do when you have true love. You hold on it, and you give it back. You're going to find yourself crying on a dark alley one night if you don't listen to that fact. I wrote it down, and I shared it with some of my cousins, my daughter, and my grands, too. A lot of people use people and love things, but that's not what those men would do. They taught me how to be fierce, independent, and strong. So for my daddy, my grandfather, and my big papa, I wouldn't be Gina Storm if it hadn't been for all of you. I'm blessed, grateful, and thankful, and that's my poem.
Paying homage.
Wow. Wow.
Excellent scribe, Van. Van, this was a really nice piece, paying homage to those people.
Mm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. That was heavy.
You know.
That was pretty heavy.
Thank you. Thank you so much, J-Rob. I appreciate that.
Man, you know, these pieces tonight, and this piece is no different, has been really, really, really tugging on the heartstrings. You know, there's a song that my girl has, Fantasia, mm-hmm. And it's kind of like one of those songs where she's saying to the guy, "Where would you be without me?"
Uh-huh.
Mm.
And these pieces about your mentors are resonating with me, saying, "Where would you be without me as your mentor?" And you know, and some people's lives have been saved by these mentors that you were speaking about. And your piece is demonstrating that, you know, some of the things that you did, some of the things that you talked about, and it just warms the heart to hear these kinds of pieces. And I'm so thankful for the playbacks of these shows because I get to hear it all over again. So
I
want to
hear it again too. Thank you so much, Poetic.
Thank
I appreciate
you so much.
I didn't know if I was going to have the
strength,
but I was inspired by all of the poets who came on before me. So I appreciate the opportunity. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Now get on over to the Get Down Dance, little girl, and dance a little something for us.
Oh, yeah. All my people are already there. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Appreciate you. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Gina Storm. Man, we're going to go. J-Rive, from a storm to Epiphany Zone, host of Renaissance Poetry. He is none other than the Renaissance himself. Keith Eric is in the house, y'all. What it do, bro? What it do?
The
hey,
reason
what's
why
going on,
Silk
people?
Is smooth. What's happened to you?
Yeah,
what's happening
man.
With you, big bro?
What's good with you, brother?
Hey,
good
man,
to
you know, I'm trying to survive, man. You know how it is. Out here working, of course, you know, had to come up into the office and lock the door so nobody come in here real quick, try to, you know, spit a little something, kick it with y'all right fast.
I hear that, man. We appreciate you, bro.
You,
so
man.
Good to hear you. So good to hear you
yeah,
on the
man.
Mic, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I echo that sentiment. Yes, sir.
Yes, it's been a minute, man. Weren't able to do last show. We had some birthdays and some vacations and, you know, so we won't be back until next Friday, but, you know, everybody seems to be asking about it, looking forward to it, and, you know, we're chopping at the
Absolutely.
Bit because, you know, we love poetry, so looking forward
yes,
to getting back on the mic.
Looking Excellent, forward to having
man.
You back, bro. Hope you had a good birthday, bro. Hope you had a good time. I know how it is when a kid, you know, when they want a kids want to kidnap you, bro. So it's all right, man. It's all right.
Yeah, already.
You know what I'm sending you for your birthday, bro. You know what I'm sending you.
It was Kimbrella's birthday. You know, I just had vacation, but it was Kimbrella's birthday. So,
well, heck, my birthday for your vacation
anyway. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm sending him for the vacation.
Yeah. I was on vacation, so my kid, I was kidnapped for the vacation, but. Yeah.
Got you. Okay. Yeah. You said your birthday. When your birthday?
September, man. I'm a Libra. You know.
September.
Oh,
Libra.
That's why he's so cool, man.
I knew it.
Leave the game.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with it, man.
Good
nothing
man.
Wrong with you. Yes, sir. You're cool cat, bro. You're cool cat, man. J-Rod. Since the Libra gang is on the mic, bro. Can you talk to my brother?
excuse me, Libra King. allow me to address you properly, Libra King. This evening's poetry is dedicated to our mentors. So,
all right.
That being what it is, I'm of the opinion that you have a piece that's locked and loaded. And if such is the case, Van Meadows and I is going to step back and allow the king to step to the microphone and do what Libras do and go on ahead and get on down.
All right, so I have a name for this piece. We're talking about mentors. You know, people who've listened to me, I've talked about Melody Miller being a mentor for me, setting it up for me, paving the way for me to step in here and write poetry. But my mentor mentally, who prepared me as I wrote periodically, you know, were individuals from the Renaissance. You know, those individuals from Black Renaissance really impacted me, whether they were artists, whether they were singers, whether they were poets and stuff like that. So I have a poem that talks about the dead poets and kind of calls out some of these individuals and what they did for me and how they have embodied themselves in me in a way. So that's what this piece represents. So I'm about to spit that now. Renaissance poets. Because of the poetry, I embody these souls of dead poets in my body. Through me, they speak to society. Ignore any anxiety. My own thoughts are no longer my sole propriety. I'm designed to be combined to carry the weight of the Black divine. What you slave minds decline. Therefore, it's Black magic on mine. It's Black women on mine. And I flip all these tables about mine. Jesus placed the caveat. The universe is the despot that planted me in this pot of earth with seeds that nourish me like Langston Hughes reads. The caged bird still sings in me, allows me to free minds and speak life into the poet without laureate. Though my laurels are immaculate, I ain't ever been here for that. Even if my soul was set up for assassination like Anwar Sadat, I'm still the red, the Black, and the green, and I'm not talking envy that most carry. I'm the infused weed in your brownies. Sweet highs come from reading me. My voice is deep melancholy, swinging lower than chariots that carry Black bodies like poplar trees, feet dangling. I'm the legacy of their dreams. With the freedom to speak freely, the bastard of blasphemy with my middle finger in the air as I read, writing, even thinking. We were murdered for simply learning. It ain't 1870, but Black blood is still dripping. They're still lynching, and here's the linchpin. While they murder us, at the same time we're doing ourselves in, looking like a joke. Last name Blackson, 15-year-old shot 4 times. Yes, he deserved to die. And that's not a quote from Samuel L. Jackson. That's a quote from our Black sons. You can't even see. It's amazing how in certain neighborhoods, they always grab their taser. But in ours, their guns are blazing, placing knees on necks. But when necks are red, killers are Burger King fed. And I said what I said. Black folks' ledger is in the red. Black folks are still dead. Poets once dead to society. The Renaissance is the comeback. Whipped backs
are now the whip cracks, are the sounds our pens make. We break strongholds. Willie Lynch has a stronghold on minds that I'm here to mold. Wordsmiths, this gift, our prolific spit, is the archives of the day's generation, like slave letters found on old plantations. This is our renaissance. We are the foundation, solid stone mason. I'm trying to kick doors in and spit consciousness to your conscience. The avenging poets are at the ready, but unlike the Avengers, I don't yell a symbol. I say, already, Renaissance.
Yo.
Bro,
this was an amazing, amazing piece of art for your mentors. And you not only had one, but you had several that shaped you into who you are as an artist, as a poet, and not just that, but as a man. And, bro, when I tell you this piece right here, man, every single one of them is like, yeah, that's my mentee. That's my mentee.
No, I appreciate that, pal. Oh, really?
Bro, you did that. You did that, man. J-Rod.
Libra King, allow me to place my right foot behind my left leg and bow in humble submission and say that was absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Just gonna humble me like that, man, with the back from the leg, your leg kick back and the bow, okay?
Right.
When
right.
Libra King is standing at the throne, you have
yeah,
to bow accordingly.
The whole humble, you know, I'm gonna humble the shit out of this dude right quick. Let me tell you where my leg is, the left leg and the right leg.
Right.
Yes, sir.
That part.
Yes, sir. That was absolutely outstanding. And
yeah,
that's the only way to pay homage to such a great piece, bruh. Me and Van often say stuff like this. There's times I will hear you, David Mott, Mojave, even Van for real, and there's a couple of poets that come on your show, and I hear your spit, and I'll say to myself, God damn, I wish I thought of that.
Yeah.
Or just listen to the angle that you come from occasionally, and I'm like, ooh. I wish I came from that angle and hit the mark the way you did in this piece. Bro, you hit a couple of spots that just sent chills through my pen and made me just say, this brother right here, that's what I'm talking about.
Amen. What did you say towards the closing up? Did you say Renaissance Assemble?
Nah, so.
Yeah, give me that again.
I said, you're trying to kick doors in and spit consciousness to your conscience. The avenging poets are at the ready, but unlike the Avengers, I don't yell a symbol. I say, already.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Mm. That's a dope closing, bro. Oh, man.
That's an absolute awesome closing.
Man, listen. Do y'all hear this? Keith, tell them, bro. Tell them when they can get more of this. Tell them, bro. Let them know, man. Let them know.
All right. Well, every other Friday. So this Friday coming up will not be the day. Next Friday after that, Renaissance Poetry comes on at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, so not the normal time Epiphany shows normally come on. We weird like that. And the whole premise is, you know, bringing your best shit. And every time I say that, I have to give the explanation because I don't want people thinking it's on some arrogant shit. So bring your best shit means that energy that's telling you to spit a specific poem that day. That's something that's saying, you know what, I want to spit this. This right here is my best shit to me.
And we don't need you to come through and try to impress us with your wordplay and all of that. You know, a lot of people, when you come through, what we're going to be most impressed with is the energy you spit that poem with. It's going to be like, you know, he meant that shit. She meant that shit. She felt that shit. That's what we want. That's what we feed off of at Renaissance Poetry. And it creates an atmosphere that makes people want to write more and write from a passionate place. And when you can get into that passionate place, you elevate in a way that most people don't even realize are capable of. You hear these poets, and every week they come back, it's like, man, I didn't think you were going to be at the top the last show. Every show has been greater than the one before based on that energy that just keeps rising and keeps elevating it. It's just a beautiful thing to be a part of. I get to sit back and hear these poets not only elevate themselves, but elevate their peers, because people are grabbing pens and paper and writing during the show because of what they heard. There are people who come through and spit bars, and the person behind them say, fuck that, I got some bars, and they spit bars. It's like,
right.
This shit gets crazy. Like, last show was out of hand crazy. Like, it was so dope. So I'm looking forward to what's going to happen, because it keeps us on our toes. When we do host spit, we sitting there like, look, we got to come with it, because we can't come on here and spit during host spit and get blown away by everybody else. Like, we got to at least do something to inspire somebody with our piece, so we feel elevated as well. So we got to come with the same energy we asking y'all to have. You know,
indeed.
That's what we do there. So.
That's what it's all about, man. Your show is dynamic, man. I listen to the playbacks. I just be mad that I can't get there. But I'm gonna try and make it this coming Friday. I'm gonna try my best to make it, man. Because that energy is just so different, man. It's so different, so amazing. So, brother, I can't wait, man. Good to have you back, bro. Good to have you back.
Well, I really appreciate that, man. Great to be on the show. Appreciate the platform and the opportunity as always.
Bro, you're gonna love this next box coming your way. Trust when I tell you. Just let me know what you think. You're gonna love it.
Already. Well, you know, let me know. I'll be making some moves pretty soon. Probably before the end of this month, I'll be moving out of the place that you got the address to. So if you're in the city, you might as well go ahead and box that butt on up now, or, you know, I have to let you know next month.
Well,
I mean,
I got another week. That means I only got another week. So
yeah, pretty much.
How about if I just hold it until you get to the new spot, and then shoot me that address and let me get to the new spot, and that way I could bless with some new sticks.
And trying to get a house built, so you know I gotta get to a spot to stack a little bread while I'm
as you should.
Down, so.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up. Congratulations on that, man. Congratulations.
All right, appreciate it.
All right, brother. Now you gotta go to the dance floor, man. You look. I know you didn't lock the door, but you gotta get on the dance floor for a little bit longer, man. And you know, show them some moves, man, before you gotta get back to the grind.
Oh, be like the last dragon. I got some moves.
My man, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't need nobody to teach me no moves this time. You know, I already
that's
got
right,
the bro. I'm gonna teach some moves.
That's it, man. Already, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Keith Eric, on his way to the dance floor. One love, one mic, bro. Remember, take your socks off, baby, baby.
Indeed.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can catch our brother next Friday. Man, can't wait. Looking forward to that show, man. Like I said, that show is amazing. The energy is off the chart. Poetry is off the chain. Hey, man, we're gonna go back to my brother, as I said, Rebel P. Jones, man. He's got a piece that he needs to let go. Rebel P.
What's going on? This has been a phenomenal show tonight, y'all.
Thank you, bro.
Man.
Appreciate all the callers, the poets, man, for making it phenomenal, man. I'm just soaking it all in. Bro, I got so much creativity running through my veins right now. But it whew, my God, my God. Because Keith said last dragon, and I called you fire breathing dragon. So there's something running.
You hear this?
Yo, last dragon, that's my joint.
Yeah, last dragon was a man.
Ooh, the master.
I'm the master.
Yeah, man.
But listen, Rebel P, we want to go ahead, man.
Let you. I'm gonna watch.
You got to, man. But I'm gonna need you to go ahead and lay that piece on us, brother. We're gonna get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Yes, sir. Non-existent voice. I've fallen my whole life without fail. I always pull myself back up to my feet. Mama tried her best, but of course, I preferred hard-headed learning instead of spoken wisdom, searching my whole life for success. Only to find mistakes and failures. My success is strength and gain from so many mistakes, self-taught failure. Just to succeed is surviving and living right, making bad choices, looking for the right ones, and only finding data being fed to me. I just didn't seem to ever comprehend what others understood so easily. Was there something wrong with me? Why was learning so difficult? Information has always seemed to slip away from me, while others seemed to so easily absorb it. People and their intelligence, I really fucking loathed, and my tone showed so much anger where a mentor was supposed to be, but was non-existent. Father who? The sight of his wickedness made me feel so sickening, but as I aged and became a man by trial and error, you know, experience, I thank you, the one whom never played dad, for showing me the man not to be, so the man I have become will and have evolved to be will be exactly whom my sons need me to be. For them, I give them the mentor in me. And that's their piece, inspired by poet Meadows.
Bro,
that last line is everything.
That last line
that
is everything. Everything.
That build up. Yeah.
For them, I give them the mentor in me.
Yeah.
My man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that's
I appreciate
exactly
you,
who you are to them.
I appreciate
gotta
you, brother.
Be,
cause,
man. Gotta be.
There,
my son needs that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man.
I thank you, Poet Meadows, for inspiring that, man.
Man, thank you, brother. Nah, man, I'm humbled and I'm honored to be an inspiration, man. And I thank you for hearing it and scribing it the way that you did. And bringing yet another, you know, y'all know I'm a Marvel geek, and I'm watching, you know, I finished watching Loki. And one of the things that was interesting was every time that there was a variant, it would create another timeline. And that's how I feel about this piece. He heard it, and then something in him changed and created another timeline within the same flow, bro. Wicked, bro. Wicked.
Had to
J-Rod.
Do that, man.
J-Rod.
Had to do that.
Listen,
you.
Vin, I talk to Rebel P weekly. That's the blessing. And when I talk to the brother, it's no short of anything. When I hear this brother talk about how much he loves his kids and how much he enjoys being there for them, he may curse at them. He may get in their ass. He's doing what a father does.
I don't filter myself for my kids. I keep it 100 with them.
This brother
Absolutely. Is
a dad's. He's like you, Van, because you got young children as well, and he's a dad's dad. And one of the things that he and I talked about, I said, they may not get it right now, but by the time they start shaving, by the time they're doing their own thing, they're going to be like, Pop, I get it. Pop,
right.
I really get
right.
it.
Right. Man,
you
know, don't want to. You know, one of the craziest things, man, is when my son will come tell me something about something that my dad has done, and I look him straight in his eyes and say, boy, I said, you realize that's my father? Do you realize that's my daddy? I said, at some point you got to realize that that man was one of the reasons it gave me life. Now, mind you, he might not have been there, but he here now. Mm-hmm. And see, one of the most powerful things that you can do is forgive somebody for their shortcomings. Because that forgiveness is not for them. That forgiveness is for you so that you can be at peace.
That's right. That's right. Take that hate out of your heart and replace it with something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm finding out. I'm finding out because I still harbor a lot of hatred towards my father's figure that was supposed to be there. And I'm finding out that really does affect how I father my son.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, it's so crazy, man, that my dad wasn't around and I would defend him to my mother. My mother would look at me, boy, have you lost your mind? Where's your father at right now? Where is he? but it was the level of so much respect that I had for him because he was my father.
Right.
Me and my mother would go to war words over my dad, you know, and it's, you know, because I didn't know anybody else. She didn't bring any other man around us as a potential father figure. She didn't do that.
I had my mom playing both roles. I didn't have no dad. That was there. My mom was the father figure and the mother figure. She did everything. So
yeah, I can understand that.
Man,
all right, my brother. Thank you, man. Salute you, brother. I salute you, man, and I appreciate you.
Amen.
Man.
Salute you, God.
Amen. So listen,
absolute
Rebel
awesome
P, my brother.
Peace.
My brother, Rebel P.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If nobody told you, and if nobody told you, man, thank you for waking up today.
Thank you for waking up, man.
Yes, sir.
I love hearing that, man. I never realized how cool it sounded until I heard somebody else say it to me.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. One love, one mic, my brother, and I appreciate you, man.
One love, one mic. Y'all have a blessed rest of the week.
You too.
I'll call
man.
You later.
You too.
No doubt. I'll talk to you later, Jay.
All right now.
Man. Yo.
Yes.
This has been an amazing show. I'm emotional, yeah. I had no idea how emotional I am about this show right now. But I'm a start with last words with my brother J-Rob, the wise son.
This was absolutely an awesome show, and ending it the way that it ended with Keith Eric and Rebel P. Jones solidifies exactly where we was taking this theme this evening, and thank you every single person for your contribution to making this show as fantastic as it was. To Van Meadows, big bro, you know I love you, man. In all seriousness and all jokes aside, we clown about everything on this planet, man, but don't ever mistake how much I have respect and how much I love you, man, and I couldn't do this thing without you. And until we hit to do it next week, brother, salute to you, salute to your pen, and you keep being the fantastic individual that you are because God has you on a mission, and I love you. I love seeing you do what you do, bro. Salute.
Amen. I salute you too, brother. First and foremost, to my co-host, my brother from another mother, man. When I tell y'all that this brother is seriously my brother, I got a love for him that's unlike any other. There isn't anything you could do to drive a wedge between me and this man right here. Nothing. Appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you. I appreciate your pen, man. You know what? I appreciate your humanity, Jay. I appreciate your humanity because above all else, man, you have this thing about you, man, where you just love on people, and especially those who are younger, those who you mentor. Bro, the way that you give back of yourself for your community, it is an awesome thing, man, and I love you for that, bro. I love you. You're changing lives, man. You are changing lives. So for that, I love you as well. To the poets, the callers, the listeners, hey, man, listen, y'all are phenomenal. This show is for y'all, man. We just sitting here, man, we taking it all in, man, hearing y'all talk about your mentors, hearing the inspiration that's coming just on the spot. Man, you guys are phenomenal. You guys are amazing. You ladies are phenomenal. You ladies are amazing. And without you, there would be no Epiphany Radio. So we don't want to never take you and your time for granted. So we appreciate you for hanging out with us. Appreciate you for hanging out with us. To our CEO, For Real the Poet, man, this is the kind of stuff that you bring out. You know, we even had a piece of your work dedicated to you from Mr. Automatic Charismatic, who sees you as his mentor, as his big brother. And, man, this is phenomenal, man, phenomenal. Join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, for Express Your Vibe. You know, I should be amped up because I'm going to see Snake Eyes tomorrow at some point. I just don't know when. I'm off tomorrow. I specifically took off tomorrow so that I can go see that movie. So, but with all hearts cleared, one love, one mic. Remember to take your socks off, baby, baby. And we
baby,
will see
baby.
You tomorrow night and join us for the Get Down next week. Man, who knows what we got cooking? I mean, we know, but. We ain't ready to share it with y'all yet. Not just yet. Not just yet.
Exactly. Not just yet.
One love, one mic.
One peace. And one, everybody. And blessings.